crunch a cricket. Dare you to do it. Well, tomorrow happens to be World Edible Insect Day. And back on October 23rd, 2015, Belgian entrepreneur Chris de Ruyter launched WEI Day to raise global awareness about eating edible insects. There was a focus on Europe, North America, and Australia. Now, with the increase in population and the increasing effects of climate change, there is a possibility, some believe, that people's food supply will become more difficult to meet. So you need some coaxing to consume a cricket. Here's Lourdes Torres from Sustainable Boost to talk about her Kauai cricket farm.
So our mission is to farm crickets and provide them to our customers dehydrated, flavored as a snack, and in a powder form so that they can include it in their smoothies, in their oatmeals, in their yogurts, in their baking. Like, you can put it in banana bread, you can put it in chocolate chip cookies. And it seemed to us like that would have been a much easier way to get to our customer base as opposed to with a restaurant. So we're putting that on the back burner a little bit and doing a little more educating.
So you were really looking at this as another source of protein.
Yes. And not only protein, because it has a little bit more protein than cattle, but it has incredible amounts of vitamin B12. It has all the vitamin B12 you need in a day. It has 10 times more omegas than salmon. And it also has 4 times more magnesium than cattle. So it is super nutritionally dense. And one of the things that people are learning is that it has a ton of prebiotics. And it comes from the exoskeleton, very similar to shrimp and lobster, and is made up of something called chitin. And again, it's a very powerful prebiotic.
So what does it taste like?
So the ones that are not flavored, they taste like sunflower seed. They have a really nice, mild, nutty flavor that people seem to enjoy and be really surprised by how mild the flavor is and how easy they are to eat. They're like really quite delicious and quite enjoyable.
So you can really just add it to anything to give you a boost.
A sustainable boost. Yes, that's my company name. You're going to be giving your everyday foods a incredible boost of nutrition. And whether you have a kitchen or whether you cook or not, it doesn't matter, because it is truly an amazing way to just add a ton of nutrition that is low impact, right, to boot, is very sustainable source of food, to almost anything you eat. So your everyday foods, right? You don't have to have a specific diet, like if you're a keto diet or whatever diet you're on, it doesn't really matter, and it doesn't matter what you eat. Whatever you're going to be eating, if you want to put it in your pancake batter and in your pancakes in the morning, that would be perfect. Now, and we all love pancakes.
Mm-hmm. My only experience with crickets is when I had to buy some in order to feed a Jackson chameleon that my daughter had found. And then I ended up with a house full of crickets running around because I think my son forgot to put the lid on the jar.
Oh, my goodness. And they escaped?
Yes.
That is hilarious. You know what? That's how we have been farming them in the United States for decades. They have been for reptile food and for fishing bait. But it wasn't until a few years ago that the FDA recognized them as food, and we now are beginning to farm them for human consumption. There are almost 2,000 insects that are considered edible right now. And we farm the what's called a house cricket and the Acaetia domesticus. So we farm two.
So tell us about this chance that people will get to sample some of your crickets.
Yes, so we're so excited to be hosting our very first World Edible Insect Day banquet. So World Edible Insect Day is being celebrated globally on October 23rd. And my team member, Amber Long, has prepared a banquet where we do the farmers market, because I have a presence on Oahu every week where we do farmers markets. And she has enlisted 7 chefs to use dehydrated crickets or the powdered. So we blend them and grind them up into powder, and then we have the dehydrated ones. And all seven of them are going to be featuring a new food with the star ingredient being crickets. This Wednesday and Saturday is both days.
So what do they eat?
So they have a plant-based diet. And they love something called Pacific spinach, which we grow for them, and they absolutely, it's their favorite. But they also love banana leaves and pumpkin leaves. And just a side note, the Pacific spinach that we grow for them, we also blend it and dehydrate it and sell it as one of our plant proteins, because Pacific spinach is recognized as the second most nutritious leafy green on the planet, but the one that contains the most proteins. So, yeah, we use it both at our farm. We farm it for both, for human consumption and to feed the crickets.
So are they fairly easy to raise?
Well, it depends on what you call easy, right? They require a lot of attention around the clock, and it all depends how big you're planning to scale up. So I have two schools on the island, and I would like to give a shout out to these two amazing people. One, Greg Anderson of Kauai High, who is about to have students from the school, from the high school, start their cricket farm. And I'm going to be providing the eggs and the habitat. And then I will be buying the crickets that they farm back from them at, you know, the market rate. And then the Wilcox Elementary School, I want to give a shout out to Natsumi Yamasato. She's a teacher there, and she met me at an event, and she also is going to start farming crickets and got a grant approved for, you know, the expense. And she told me she was going to do hydroponics, and then when she heard about my crickets, she thought it would be really interesting and super exciting to try crickets. So she's going to be doing that next month. Both schools are going to be doing it next month.
Okay, and
so we're about to find out how the students do with it, and we're going to start small. So if you start small, you know, it's relatively easy.
What's the lifespan of a cricket?
About 2 months.
Two months.
So from when they're eggs to ready to be harvested, it's about 60 days.
Okay. All right. So your whole mission then is to share crickets with the world on Insect Day.
Yes. Yes. And to help people with their ick factor. There's a tremendous amount of ick factor surrounding eating not only crickets, but insects. And we haven't been conditioned to think that they're food. But if we think about shrimp and lobster, right, which are not swimming in the ocean, they're crawling down there. We have been conditioned to think that that's food. And similarly, I think that there'll come a day where we will think of insects as food and be as excited as we are, as some people are, about shrimp and lobster. So I am pioneering my way and paving the way for other farmers after me to be able to farm crickets, and it'd be super acceptable and not raise so many eyebrows.
Well, now, when you were a little kid, did someone ever dare you to eat a bug?
Yes, because I was born and raised in New York City, but I spent all my childhood growing up in my grandmother's farm in Puerto Rico. And so she was the first one to point out to a certain insects and said, hey, that's food. And we thought, sure, Grandma, if there was famine, you know, at the time, we would all giggle. But I understand her. And it was the first introduction I had to insects. And at the time, yes, we dared each other to eat all kinds of creepy crawlers. Yes, my cousins and I.
Do you have kids? Do they eat crickets too?
Yes, yes. They eat it in their smoothies and in their pancakes and in their cookies.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. So we'll have to look out for you then on the 23rd and 26th.
It would be wonderful. I want to say that I am going to have a little team on a booth doing the cricket challenge. And we have some really cool special prizes for those who dare to eat a cricket and who are bold and brave enough. And I also want to give a shout out to Michael of Passion Bakery, who is the individual who developed the flavors, the three flavors that we're going to unveil on the 23rd and the 26th. I will be there on Saturday the 26th, and I am looking forward to seeing, you know, all of my brothers and sisters on Kauai and Hawaii and Oahu. Line up to try a cricket first time, or those who have had it before will be proud of having one that's raised on Hawaii.
Okay, well, thanks so much. Thanks for agreeing to talk to us.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
That was Lourdes Torres, whose company Sustainable Boost is rolling out some new flavored crickets. How does wasabi or honey nut grab you? Would you brave a bug banquet? Ick factor? Well, get over it. And to help you get past that ick factor, consider sampling a cricket tomorrow, which is World Edible Insect Day. Take the cricket challenge. Double dare ya. Crickets will be available at the Kaka'ako Farmers Market tomorrow and Saturday.